Finance can be so confusing and overwhelming. Learn the tips and strategies so you can accomplish your financial goals. Let's break it all down so it's simple and easy to understand. If you know me by now and you've been listening to the pod for a while, you'll know I love examples as it's my favorite way to learn. Please, as always, leave a review, give it 5 stars if you found that it has been helpful. And that's it for me. Enough rambling, let's get to the episode. Welcome back to another episode of the Personal Finance Redefined podcast. The goal of today's episode is not to say, okay, how can I make sure that I have trillions and trillions of dollars, even though if that might be your goal, great, we're going to give you the framework to get you there. But when I say financial freedom, what I really mean is, when are you in a position where you don't have to worry? Where when you have a plan and you have a strategy, and so because of that, when the market takes a big turn or when life takes a big turn, ultimately you're not worried. So that's what the goal of today's episode is to really give that framework so that you don't have to worry. And so before we get into today's episode, as a reminder, I'm doing all of this and more on YouTube. So if you're liking this content, or if this is something that resonates with you and you're looking for more content like this, check out my YouTube page. It's just my name, Ari Taubleib, Financial Independence. And you will see that in the description that there is a link you can click there. And please do subscribe and like if you have found it helpful. So without further ado, let's get into today's episode. And today's all about the 5 steps to become financially free. And so when I'm looking at this, and just transparently when I'm looking at financial freedom as a whole, I like to take that step back and always think about, okay, why am I investing? Why do I wake up in the morning? What makes me go to work? What do I care about? Because those are the questions that drive my financial decisions. I don't start with the finances. I use that to support ultimately what I care about most. So that's how I look at it. That's the same framework I take with clients. And today, the first thing to look at when looking at financial freedom is to pay down debt. Now, maybe you have a mortgage, or maybe there's something else that you're saying, you know what, maybe I went back to school, and that debt that I have, that's something that I'm comfortable having because I know it might have a greater payoff down the line. Maybe it's financial, maybe it's just in life where you say, hey, this is something I really care about, which is absolutely fine and sometimes even better than money. So it's not to say one's better or worse. But when we're looking at it, we definitely don't want to have any unnecessary credit card debt or any other debt that's holding us back from accomplishing our financial goals. So if you have credit card debt, call it 3, 4, 5%, what we want to ask ourselves is, could we do better? And if we were able to invest and really beat that percentage, it very well may make sense to invest those funds as opposed to paying down debt. But it's not always a financial decision, which I know sounds really odd. But with debt pay down, there's a few things we want to look at. The first is, what is that interest rate? Because if it's too excessive and it's 7, 8, 9, 10%, well, we could go and invest that in the market and possibly get that return, but if we could guarantee it by paying down debt, let's absolutely do that first. So any, what I would call unnecessary debt, I know sometimes, hey, life happens and you're in a pinch and you got to do something. I get it. But what I like to say is, if we're able to get rid of the debt, let's do that. The next thing is, have the emergency fund. So number one is pay down the debt. Number two is emergency fund. Now, sometimes people say, Ari, but I know when my funds are in my emergency fund, and that's just cash, it's not growing for me. And that's the truth, and that's okay. Here's why it's okay. What we want to make sure we're always doing is being intentional, not just holding cash on the sidelines and waiting to try to time the market, because we all know that history shows that that just doesn't work over time. And so what I would rather see happen is that you're very intentional with your cash, saying, okay, I want to make sure that if $20,000 or $30,000 or $10,000, whatever your number is, and I can help you determine that. And once you have that number that lets you sleep at night, well, that's the key, because anytime you really have any funds that are in that emergency fund account, but you don't need necessarily, that's money that could be growing for you. So it's not like there's this strict formula. People like to use the 3 to 6 months of living expenses in general, but that's the framework I like to look at. The next one is, match your 401k if possible. So number one is pay down debt. Number two is fund that emergency fund. Number three is match your 401k. That is free money. So if you make $100,000 and you're contributing 5% of your salary, well, you're putting in $5,000 a year. That's great. Now, if your employer is matching 5%, they're also putting in $5,000 per year. So let's make sure to take advantage of that if it's there, because that is free money. After that, don't just keep maxing the 401k, look at a Roth IRA. Now, the benefit of the Roth IRA is that you can invest in whatever you want. In a 401k, there are limited options, which means over time that you might have some underperforming funds. And it's not that that's a terrible thing, but if we want to make sure we're maximizing what we're doing, that's where I like to start. So with the Roth IRA, after that, you can say, you know what, let me go back to the 401k if there are leftover funds, or let me open a new brokerage account. So the last fifth tip to become financially free is that taxable account. What that account is that's an account that you can touch at any time. The money's growing for you. It's what I personally title my financial freedom account, because you don't have to wait until 59 and a half like these other retirement accounts to access the funds. So the benefit of that is that it is there, it is growing for you, but it's not as if you have to wait until you're much, much older, and sometimes that's just discouraging. So sometimes personal finance is more personal than it is finance. So these are the five steps to walk through when thinking about financial freedom. Now, as a reminder, all of this and more on my YouTube channel. So if this is helpful, sometimes I know listening is great because it's easy if you're in the car. I know other times putting on a video and being able to see visuals is helpful as well. So please do feel free to check that out. And then also, if there's a question you want answered in a future episode, please do go to my website, personalfinanceredefined.co/submit-your-question. I answer every question, and maybe if I don't answer it in an episode, I will certainly reply to you. So I look forward to hearing you all, your thoughts next week. Please do keep liking the podcast. I really appreciate it. If you could rate it and review it, that helps more people find the show. So thank you so much. It's been an awesome little community, and we'll keep it going. Thank you so much for listening. If that was helpful, please do subscribe, leave 5 stars, rate it, review it, all that good stuff, and let me know how I can best help. I love answering questions, whether it's about taxes, investments, whatever is on your mind. I love seeing how I can best help you. So as always, you can submit a question on my website, personalfinanceredefined.co. That's personalfinanceredefined.co. And I'll see y'all next week. Hey everyone, quick disclaimer here. Please be smart about this, and before taking any action, consult with your tax planner or financial planner. Nothing in this podcast should be construed as investment, tax, legal, or other financial advice. It's for informational purposes only.